We are ironing out a couple of technical things as we get started. But I need at least one assistant with worship tonight to read a prayer at the appropriate time in the service. If there's someone who would be willing to do... Jacob, you're already doing a lot, so I'll let Carla do this one. So when it's time for the prayer, it'll just be this.
Yeah, and then they're going to respond.
Yep, so just invite, tell us what to say when it's time.
And I say, oh,
good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome, one and all. Glad to have you here with us for our Advent midweek worship service. Those joining us in person, those joining us online. I'm Pastor Ari Mattson here at Martin Luther Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where we share the love of Jesus Christ with all people. Tonight, we, as I just said, have our Advent midweek service. We're using an evening prayer that we haven't used in a couple of years. We were starting to work it into regular rotation pre-COVID and then had to switch gears. But it's a beautiful setting of evening prayer by Aaron David Miller called Behold Our Light. Hopefully it brings some familiarity to those who have done it before as we sing it. And during Advent this year, in addition to the service, we're having some personal stories being shared. This year, as I've been talking about and encouraging the idea of story dwelling, dwelling in the story of God, getting to know it and understand it. And the other part of that is recognizing our own stories and how God fits into them and how we fit into God's story. So each week we have some people that are going to be sharing some personal stories, reflections on one of the themes of Advent: love, hope, joy, peace. And I'm very pleased Jacob Burks has agreed to speak for us tonight. Next week we'll have Jay Shields, and then the week after that, Rebecca Penyonkos will be speaking. Let us take just a moment in silence as we prepare, and then we will begin with the opening hymn. Behold, our light has come. Death is no more. Though the sun fades from our sight, God has sent sustaining light. Behold, our light has come. Shine on us. O Trinity, O blessed light, O you of sovereign might, as
age to age, eternally. All glory be to God above, and to the Son, the Prince of Love, and to
continue with the reading of Scripture.
John writes to the church, God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers and sisters, are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of the Lord. All right. So, as you guys know, I'm Jacob, here to do the first reading. The theme I went with when I volunteered to do this was love. And when I thought about what I wanted to talk about, the first thing that came to my mind was something that my parents always said to me growing up, whenever I was in trouble, whenever I did something wrong, whenever I was afraid, is, Jacob, we are your parents. We will always love you. No matter what, we will always love you. We may not always like what you do. We may not always like who you are around. We may even be upset with you or angry with you, but we will never stop loving you. So when I was thinking about that, the one story that came to mind was when I was maybe in sixth grade, and I remember I had a water bottle that was one of those cool ones from that you can sometimes see in the NFL where if you tip it, nothing comes out, but then you just squeeze it and shoots out water. It was great if you had a helmet on, get through the face mask. But I had a water bottle just like that. And I remember one day Mom told me to go take it upstairs. And if for any of you who have been to our house, you know that our stairs go up about four steps, take a 90-degree turn to the left, and go up the rest of the way. So where that 90-degree is obviously a wall. And so normally that stoop where that 90-degree is where a lot of stuff kind of just collects, stuff that needs to go upstairs, whether it's laundry, whether it's book bags, no matter, you know, just a bunch of stuff just kind of collects there. If, you know, stuff needs to go upstairs, but we're too lazy to go all the way up. So I remember she told me to take it upstairs, and I thought, oh, I'll just put it on that corner spot and take it up when I go upstairs. I actually have a good enough reason to go upstairs. So haphazardly, I toss it, and wouldn't you know it, that little knob, that plastic knob, landed perfectly pointed into the wall and poked a hole straight through the drywall. About the size of a quarter. It was great. It was great. So much fun. Yeah. I immediately panic, right? Immediate shutdown. Oh, well, okay, I guess I'm homeless now. They're kicking me out forever. So I just leave the house. I see the hole. I turn around and just walk out the house. Mom, who's sitting on the kitchen table, hears the loud thud and it sees me immediately run out of the house. So she gets up, sees that there's a hole in the wall now, and comes running after me. And I'm panicking. And like she always says, whenever I'm in trouble, Jacob, we love you. We will always love you. We may be a little upset that there's this hole in our wall now, but we will never stop loving you. And so eventually, obviously, the hole did get fixed, but it took a while because we couldn't just cut out the drywall and put in a new one. We had to wait until we eventually were going to get the whole wall painted because otherwise it was going to look bad. So for, I don't even know how long it was over a year. Every time I went up that stairs, I had to look right at that hole, just like, yep, that was me, yep. So, and it was really fun when we had guests over and they asked, hey, do you know there's a hole in your wall? Yep, that was Jake. And I just hang my head down here, just, yep, that was me. But no matter what, even despite that and all the other stupid things that I've done, I know, and deep in my heart, that no matter what, my parents love me. And no matter what I do, it doesn't matter that they're always going to love me. They may not always like what I do. They may not always support the decisions, but they will always love me. And that, I think, shaped a lot of how I see or how I think about love and how I think about the love that God has for us. Because I think that one of the things that he knows that we're not perfect. He, in fact, he created us to not be perfect. I think one of the many blessings he gave us is he gave us free will. And with that free will comes the free will to make really dumb decisions. And no matter what, that's a gift that he gave to us. And whatever comes of that, he'll love us no matter what. And I think that that's a very beautiful thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you very much. I'm not sure that we can really do any better than that, but if there are anyone who has a reflection or response, if this has stirred something up for you and you would like to share, we have a few minutes for people to reflect on this together.
I think we all know where we've had a story like that many times over, and many times, oh my gosh, the things that we did, oh my, but anyway, as an adult, there's somebody in my life who tells it like it is, doesn't care if the words hurt you, or whatever, though most of the time her words are spot on, but it's the way she says it, and where she's made me cry, and she continues to talk while tears are running down my face. And the thing that she doesn't realize is that before I leave that house that you're in, I will give you a hug, and I will say I love you, because it is true. I'm not a parent, but I have those same feelings. I will always love you no matter what you do, and no matter how much you hurt somebody with those words. And deep down, I know she loves me, but she hurts me sometimes, but she also tells me she loves me, so I guess it evens out. So.
Thanks for sharing, Deanna. Anyone else? I know for myself, I've realized being a parent has taught me a whole lot about God, I think. And I've learned to recognize a lot of stuff in the... I have a whole new appreciation after being a parent for the wrath of God. you know, and I used to think, like, well, if God loves us, how can God be so angry? I'm like, oh, no, I've had those days. Like, no, I love you. I'm really not happy with you right now, but I still love you. So I love that example that you gave us. Last chance, anyone want to share anything? We continue with My Soul Proclaims. And why don't we stand where I know we normally stand when we sing, so.
This will be read responsively. Your response is, when there's love. God, the darkest night can still have hope. When there's love. The coldest winter can still have warmth. When there's love. Standing by ourselves, we don't feel alone. When there's love. Finding our way in the dark isn't as hard as we thought. When there's love. There's help for the lost. When there's love. There's a bed for the tired. When there's love. There's food for the hungry. When there's love. There's shelter for the homeless. When there's love. There's relief for the sick. When there's love. There's time together when there's love. We can accomplish anything when there's love. We can stop the fighting when there's love. We can hear the cries of the helpless when there's love. We can find that one special person when there's love. We can choose the right path every time. When there's love, we can be your children. When there's love, amen.
Our final hymn is the Sending Song on page 6.
Now let us go in peace. God's word has been fulfilled. We have seen God's great salvation set in front of all creation. A light that saves the world. Behold, our light has come.
As we conclude and depart, I invite us to share signs of peace with one another.